However, there's now a way of hitting back. The audio snapshot downloaded onto a website designed for the purpose. It's a kind of YouTube without the pictures, I suppose. It's not just for blind people, of course, but we are hearing of quite a lot of visually impaired people who are taking up Audio Boo. Among them, Robert Johnson.
Audio Boo is a service provided on the internet and also available on mobile phones, new smartphones and things, which allows you to record short clips of sound up to about 5 minutes or so. And people use it for things like podcasting, spreading information, passing on their knowledge about things. Some use it for recording audio postcard-like recordings, so just sort of where they are, how they're feeling, what it feels like to be where they are. And there was also a project run pretty recently by the British Library to build a sound map of the United Kingdom, recording sounds in different places around the country and building up an audio image of it. And they invited people to record sounds as they went about their daily lives.
So how did you get involved with it?
I think it was just on the news at some point. And I'd been looking, I had recorded an audio diary of training with my guide dog Vance about 2 years ago and wanted somewhere to put it on the internet. And this seemed like the obvious way to do it.
Just explain the way in which you would actually get it onto the net and the kind of equipment you would use to do it in the first place.
Well, the way that I do it is using an iPhone. I have a bit of sight, so I use a combination of sight and the screen reader on there. And there's an application that you have on the phone, and it's pretty simple. You record the sound that you want to record. You add a title, and if you want a photograph, press go, and it's on the internet.
And what's,
it's really easy.
And what's the longest kind of sort of session of recording you can put on under these circumstances?
Technically about 5 minutes. But I managed to persuade them to let me have a little bit more when I was putting my guide dog diaries up. Some of my diary entries ran up to about 25 minutes.
So we can't quite manage to afford 25 minutes, but let's have a snatch of what you've done. Can you just set the scene of this piece?
Yes, absolutely. At Easter, I travelled by train over to see friends in Germany. It was the first time I'd taken my guide dog abroad and the first time that I'd travelled totally independently in Europe. And this clip is when I've just arrived at Cologne, having taken two trains from the UK, and I'm quite happy to be there.
You joined Vance and I standing on a wide expanse of paving which sits between Cologne's Hauptbahnhof and the Dom, the cathedral, which is literally right next door. I feel somewhat elated, actually. I've always wanted to get to Cologne, and I may only have 50 minutes here, but it's enough time to get outside and see the cathedral, at least, and get a feel for the place. And there are lots of cafes around the edges here. I really fancy going for a beer, but I wouldn't bet on myself being able to get on the next train if I did that.
What other kind of things are you intending to use this for?
Well, I think with the sound map project having just finished, I think I'll just be continuing to record the occasional picture of where I am. It's quite nice in a way to use, like you might a camera. You know, you get to a nice place that's got an interesting sound and interesting atmosphere to it, and just to record that for posterity.
And what about the business of, once you've got your recording, downloading it onto the Audio Boo site? I mean, you made the point that you have a little site. How
yes.
accessible is that process?
Doing it from the iPhone is totally accessible. The screen reader voiceover on the iPhone makes that possible. I gather on some other mobile phones it's slightly more difficult, but I've heard good things from other visually impaired people I know about using the website, that it's improved quite a lot recently, and they can now play sounds and I think upload them fine.
Who do you think will want to listen to it?
Oh, goodness knows.
Well, I suppose I'm asking the classic question about social networking generally, isn't it? Which is, it's great you can do it, but the question is, what's it for?
I think that's a very good point, actually. I think it differs by the kind of recording you're doing. The sound map ones, I think, are creating quite an interesting archive of what 2010, 2011 sounded like, and hopefully it's something that people will listen to in the future. I rather hope with my guide dog diary that people waiting to train might find it useful to understand what you go through when doing it, and to allay some of their fears. And then also the travelling abroad. I know on In Touch you've covered visually impaired people travelling independently abroad at times. And I think just sort of adding to that body of knowledge about what it's like to try and travel independently when you're visually impaired is quite interesting.